Welcome to Pursuing True North's Truth of the Week series. I'm Katherine King.
And I'm Jenny Scioto. This week's Truth of the Week is James 1:27. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unstained from the world.
I love how this verse expands on an Old Testament verse from Isaiah. It's chapter 17, verse 1. It says, "Learn to do good, seek justice, rebuke the oppressor, defend the fatherless, plead for the widow." It's a call to action.
And if you think about it from the beginning of time, the orphans and the widows are the most vulnerable in society. It's no wonder that God calls us to take care of them, because they're the ones that are subjected to the most abuse, the most oppression.
Easy to take advantage of.
Yeah.
And even back when everything was written in, kind of back here in the Bible times, the way that society was set up, widows were almost completely reliant on their husbands to provide for them and take care of them. And when he died, she needed somebody. It's not like today where you can just
go get a job
real easy. I mean,
yeah, you couldn't do
things
that
were
back
very
then.
Different. Not that still now you don't need to take care of widows, because obviously there are situations where people, and not even just widows and orphans, but even, you know, those that are mentally handicapped or physically handicapped or really, really sick. When people need help, where to do the good?
It's also these are the targets that it's easiest for society to kind of ignore.
Yeah, orphans. It's like, unless it's in your circle, it's almost like you don't pay attention to it.
I mean, think about the DCS process or foundation in our country. Every state has one. And there are thousands of children that do not have homes in our country. And it's terrifying and heartbreaking. But if it's not in your face, it's really easy to forget about.
Yeah.
Or to just put it out of your mind because it's not a great thought. And widows, either they're struggling and in their homes, or some of them are in nursing homes, depending on any of their situations. And it's easy to forget about them too, because out of sight, out of mind. Let's talk about widows for just a second, because that one, well, they both break my heart in different ways. But so my mother-in-law was suffering from Alzheimer's. She passed last year. But her husband, who had solely been taking care of her, died a year before she did. And then it fell to us to take care of her and to see her. And through our circumstances, we couldn't keep her in our house with us. We had to put her in a nursing home. And when I visited her, it was heartbreaking to see all the other, mostly women, there was a few men, but just lonely, looking for conversation. And most of the time I was, you know, I would talk, because my mother-in-law didn't talk at all toward the end. I would be there talking with other women that are just wanted simple conversation. And sometimes that is all you need to actually take care of them. Sometimes God's not asking you to actually open your checkbook and support a widow. Sometimes it might just be bringing them a meal or a conversation or visiting with them. And actually, male or female, I feel like when you lose a spouse, it does something to your heart that's just wretching. And to have an ear to listen to goes a long way in general. And that's something that all of us could do easily, is just carve out a couple hours of our week and go visit someone that needs conversation. Now, orphans. Well, I don't keep it any secret that I've never been pregnant in my life. And my oldest child is my stepchild, and I love her dearly. I've raised her as my own. And then my four youngest are siblings of each other, but not biologically related to my husband or myself. We adopted through the DCS system, and they needed a home. And before I found out that I wasn't going to be able to conceive children, adoption really wasn't on my radar. I wasn't one of those people that, like, from high school, I'm like, I want to adopt the world. I wasn't one of those people. My husband wanted to adopt, but it was never on my radar. But it became, through prayer and everything, it became very clear that that was what God's path for us was. And I wouldn't change it for the world. It's not always the easiest road.
Imagine not.
And it's a little stressful when you're going through it trying to find your child and find what God has in store for you. And that whole process of adoption is heart-wrenching, but it's all worth it in the end. Though, I mean, some of you, God may be calling you to adopt, but others of you might just be looking for you to join Big Brothers Big Sisters or to donate to your local orphanage or foster moms and dads. Because when you get a foster child, they come to you with a trash bag.
That's the saddest thing I'd noticed. There are actually some beautiful organizations that you can give to monetarily, or you can provide stuff that's on the list of things they need. They need suitcases. They need basic yeah. things that make them feel like they have some ownership of something. Because I can imagine if you're a child that's bounced from house to house, you don't, and you've got your stuff in a trash bag. Like, what does that say? How do you think that makes them feel in their soul and in their heart in just this whole breathtakingly painful circumstances they have to carry around with what little they actually have in this world tangibly in a trash bag?
And some of it is in the trash bag is actual trash. Like, we received some of our children with legitimately, like, dirty dishes and clothes that you would not think to even put on a dog, let alone a child. It's heartbreaking out there. And actually, maybe in the notes for this podcast, we can put in some links to some of those foundations out there that do help orphans kind of, you know, donate the backpacks. I know I've read about that. Yeah. Like, there's some great organizations out there. And so I'm not saying, and I don't think this verse is calling everyone to adopt someone.
Right.
Though wouldn't it be fabulous if every Christian family adopted one kid? Like, what that would do for the kingdom? Just saying. Like,
yeah, that would be pretty awesome.
But, like, he might not be calling you to do one of those, but there's little ways that you can help in society to make this world better. And it's just little actions. And doing these things also, if you have children, doing them with your children makes a huge impact
It opens their eyes big time, too.
Yeah.
And I know, you know, if your children are too young, it's obviously not going to be absorbed. But especially if you're looking for something for your late elementary school child or middle school, high school kid, to get them involved in giving back. I know we're kind of in a place right now where we're trying to find some ways to plug our family into the community more than just, you know, doing what we do with the church.
Yeah.
But even going past that and being the hands and feet of the church and of God outside of the church, the mission field's huge here in this country. I mean, a lot of times people feel like, well, I need to go overseas or I need to send my money overseas. Well, no, you don't. We've got plenty going on right here that needs care and attention and finances and time, and you don't have to do all of that. This isn't saying you must check off this list and do all of these things. It's just, where's God calling you?
Yeah, it's honestly listening to what is right for you, what you're supposed to be doing. And different seasons call for different courses of action too. You just need to be open to what the possibilities are. And it's a great learning experience. I will say, even I brought my fourth child several times with me to the nursing home, and One, they love little girls there. Because all the ladies are like wanted to braid her hair or do something. Like, it was just really cute. Or they, you know, like little conversations because it reminds them of better days. So I would encourage you to go with young children to the nursing home, not like toddlers, but because that's a little rough. But, you know, that
elementary school age.
Elementary, yeah. Middle school, high school, because they want to connect with those younger generations. And that really isn't a hard thing to do. To go on a community night or just during their lunch hour, just to visit and just have conversation. You can say, I have to leave in an hour. You know, don't feel like you have to stay there all day or anything.
Yeah.
But even that little bit of hope, just, it's amazing how much it brightens up the elderly community, just seeing the young kids.
And even there are people in our neighborhoods that are living alone and would love somebody to have, you know, spend an hour or two with, or walk around the neighborhood with, or just be involved in some way. Loneliness is a really, really big problem. And it correlates very much to people's mental health, and especially in the elderly, when they're lonely, it can be a faster decline for them even. And there's so much need out there, and it can get overwhelming just to think about it. But if we pray and ask the Holy Spirit, okay, where do you want our family? How do you want us to serve? Where do you want us to go? I can promise you that is a prayer He is going to answer. He will show up and say, here you go. Why, waiting for you to ask. Here it is.
Yeah. Buckle in. But yeah, the other thing that this verse talks about is keeping oneself unstained from the world.
We talked about this last week.
Yes, we did. I feel like we touched pretty much, like, we covered it pretty well. So if you want to listen to last week, might be more beneficial, but we'll cover it really quick. And it really is just trying to keep Jesus first. I just finished reading this book called Unoffendable by Brant Hanson. Phenomenal book. And it was very thought-provoking in a lot of ways because it challenged us to really follow Jesus. And if we're following Jesus, some of the other stuff really doesn't matter. It's all small potatoes.
It is.
It's, and so I do highly recommend that book. And in that, though, it's a good kind of helping you kind of pursue the true north, what we're all about, pursuing Jesus and kind of keeping our eyes on Jesus and not the things going on around us. Now, our society is crazy. It's crazy all over the world. Good and bad happens everywhere. But we have to maintain what we're supposed to be doing and how to spread love, do what God's called us to do, and not let the world jade us or knock us off our path of pursuing God.
I really like how, I just want to make sure it's clear that as we talk about this verse, we're not setting up a situation of these are the things you must do in order to be a good person or somehow your works being the cornerstone. We are definitely not, that's definitely not what this verse is saying completely. Definitely our actions stem from what's going on inside of our heart, and those should look very similar. The change inside of us should be something that comes out of us in our actions and in how we preserve ourselves from, like what you just said, being jaded or whatever. But I really like how the Baker Illustrated Bible Commentary put it, and they said, finally, and lest obedience to God's word seem entirely a matter of external behavior, James stresses the need for an inner attitude and value system distinct from that of the world of which we live. So it's definitely not just make these behaviors, do these things, work really hard, but like you said, abide in Christ and He abides in you, and stay attached to the vine, and it changes who you are on the inside. And then the fruit that you display, which is our religion, is just the tangible the tangible fruit of our faith.
Yeah. Very well put.
Thanks. I was like, did that, I'm looking at you like, ah, did that come out right? It sounded good in my head, but.
So the challenge this week is, are you currently taking care of others? Really pray to God and see what little or big ways you can carry out your faith and show God your love.
And show others God's love.
Yeah.
We're so glad you joined us today. Hit subscribe so you don't miss a thing. And catch all our new happenings at pursuingtruenorth.com.
Don't forget to like and share us. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you next week.